Welcome back. South African mobile operator MTN is in buyout talks with smaller rival Telkom. The potential acquisition of Telkom, which is 40.5% owned by the South African government, is estimated to be around 24 billion rand. But some analysts question if South Africa's regulators would approve a tie-up of this nature. We're now joined by Dominic Kull, Telecom lawyer and owner of Ellipsis Regulatory Solutions. Thank you so much for your time, Dominic. Let's start there. I mean, one of the main concerns with this deal is whether it will manage to get past the regulator and the Competition Commission. Before we get into the question of whether it will pass or not, what will they be considering here?
So we know, Zanati, that this is a highly concentrated market. You know, between Vodacom, MTN, to a lesser extent, Telkom, Cell C, Rain, the Competition Commission has been very vocal in saying it's concerned about the levels of concentration in the ownership. in this industry. So that's one big thing we need to look out for. The second is really around spectrum. We know that ICASA held a successful spectrum auction in March. MTN and Telkom spent billions to acquire spectrum. It's going to be very difficult for them to do a deal now where all of that spectrum is consolidated and is held by a merged entity or is held by MTN. That's going to give it a massive advantage over its rivals like Vodacom, and that would probably be the main sticking point for both ICASA and the Competition Commission as regulators.
All right. So, yeah, they're dealing with a highly concentrated market that they have complained about. Even the previous CEO of Telkom, actually, Sipho Maseko, and then also the consolidation of the spectrum. So what then are the odds of this deal going through? I mean, do you see authorities letting the deal see the light of day, considering, the fact that they've always had this problem of the entrenched duopoly?
Yeah. So Zanati, MTN and Telkom have been talking to each other in one form or another since about 2009. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that because there's a tie-up, there's a deal that makes a lot of sense for both of them and for the industry. They're coming out now and issuing the cautionary because of what is happening with Vodacom and the Civ H Group. So The deal which has been announced there, which says, okay, we as Vodacom are going to put our fiber assets into a new co. We're going to get Civ H to put all of the Vumatel and Dark Fiber Africa fiber assets into that new co. And that's how we're going to do our transaction. And so far, that transaction's been notified to ICASA, it's been notified to the Commission, and we'll have to see how that goes. But they've taken steps to structure the transaction to avoid the likelihood of the Competition Commission raising problems. What we don't know at this stage is what MTN and Telkom are doing in detail. So they've issued a cautionary about acquisition. I would be very, very surprised if this is a complete acquisition without it being structured to spin off certain things to make it easier for it to pass regulatory muster.
What then would be the ideal structure? Because you look at Telkom's efforts to try and unlock value. They've been talking about separately listing SwiftNet and also getting a strategic equity partner for OpenServe. So what would be an ideal deal structure in this?
So we have to kind of guess what they're trying to achieve. Yeah. And for MTN, you know, my understanding would be this is very much about getting access to the fiber.
Yeah.
Going forward, MTN is going to remain a mobile company. It's going to start increasingly rolling out 5G networks and providing us with 5G services. And in order to do that, it needs a lot more fiber in its network, going to its towers, linking things up. So that is a massive piece of value for MTN. On the other side, MTN, with respect, is not particularly good at managing its fiber assets.
Okay.
So it is also a win for them to say, well, let's take those fiber assets and put them under the management of this merged entity, which, you know, Telkom OpenServe Management, which does know what it's doing.
Okay.
So, and that's very similar to Vodacom and Civage. So I would expect this deal to focus on the fiber. I think as soon as we start talking about merging MTN, the mobile unit, and Telkom Mobile, we start to run into regulatory red flags.
Ah, okay. So it's really fiber wars at this point. Talk about getting the deal over the line. I mean, what will be a sweet enough deal for government to let go of their crown jewel? Also, not forgetting that there's also the PIC in the mix there.
So, I mean, that's a great question, and we've had no indication from the minister, although I would imagine that before the cautionary was issued, some conversations had taken place with government to say, this is the transaction we're looking at, do you have any objection? And they would have got at least a provisional green light on the deal. On the one side, you know, this would represent government divesting itself from its last really valuable asset in the sector. On the other side, this is a way to raise a great deal of revenue for National Treasury, which we all know that we need in the short term.
Mm. Just lastly, Dominic, before I close off the conversation, we have about 20 seconds. Would this deal then leave Rain and Cell C in the dust?
I can't speak for Rain. I think it's got its own strategies and it's doing really well. I think Cell C, as we all know, is trying to get out of the dust. This is not going to help them. And let's be clear that, you know, Cell C is currently running its prepaid contract customers on Vodacom's network and its contract customers on Vodacom and its prepaid on MTN. So it has already divested itself of its network, and where it's going to go and how much more debt its investors are prepared to absorb is an open question.
Yeah, indeed. A very, very fascinating conversation indeed, and one that we will be closely watching. Thank you very much, Dominic, for your insights. That was Dominic Cull, a telecom lawyer and owner of Ellipsis Regulatory Solutions.